Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, January 19th. Electrek has obtained the first picture of Tesla's new structural battery pack with a honeycomb architecture that will power its future electric vehicles. At their Battery Day event last year, Tesla not only unveiled its new 4680 battery cell, but also a new battery architecture built around the new cell. The difference with this new concept is that Tesla is not using modules and instead builds the entire pack as the structural platform of the vehicle, with the battery cells helping solidify the entire platform. Now the new images showcase the battery pack without the cells inside of them, showcasing the honeycomb design. We can also see that Tesla built the coolant loops on the sides. Some have pointed out that with the benefits of the design quite obvious, it also complicates repairs in case of a crash. However, CEO Elon Musk claims that Tesla designed crash absorption rails that can be cut off and repaired to preserve the packs. Tesla is suing a Chinese media group over an article that described Tesla as having serious quality issues and poor working conditions at Gigafactory Shanghai. Ping West, a Chinese publication that describes itself as the story of China's tech evolution beyond the headlines, published a damning article on Tesla last month titled "Giga Sweatshop Meets Corporate Overlords, an exclusive look into how Tesla China runs its Shanghai Gigafactory 3. The article includes wide-ranging claims of quality problems at Tesla's factory, as well as bad working conditions and even questionable sales tactics. Tesla and CEO Elon Musk in particular have been known to fight back against media, but in a rare move, the automaker is actually taking Ping West to court over the article. A Chinese state-run media, Global Times, reports, quote, "According to a statement issued on Sunday by the Beijing Ping West Interact Technology Company, the company received the indictment, a notice of responding to prosecution, as well as other affidavit from Tesla." Rivian has already been impressing us with its capacity to raise money, and the electric pickup truck startup is not slowing down as it has a new $2.6 billion investment. The electric vehicle startup has yet to bring a vehicle to production, but they took a $700 million round of funding led by Amazon, $500 million from Ford, $350 million from Cox Automotive, $1.3 billion from various sources in 2019, $2.5 billion back in July, and now another $2.65 billion today. Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scarnage commented on the announcement saying, quote, "This is a critical year for us as we are launching the R1T and R1S and the Amazon commercial delivery vehicles. The support and confidence of our investors enables us to remain focused on these launches while simultaneously scaling our business for our next stage of growth." GM announced that Cruise, its self-driving startup, has raised a new $2 billion financing round led by Microsoft. Along with the investment, Microsoft is going to become Cruise and GM's preferred cloud service provider. GM announced, quote, "Microsoft will join General Motors, Honda, and institutional investors in a combined new equity investment of more than $2 billion in Cruise, bringing the post-money valuation of Cruise to $30 billion. GM recently launched its new BrightDrop electric vans to electrify delivery vehicles, and now the automaker announced that it is investing $800 million to produce new electric vans in Canada. Last week, General Motors announced BrightDrop, a new division and brand, which will offer what they call an ecosystem of electric first-to-last-mile products. Today, General Motors announced that it is investing $1 billion Canadian, around $800 million U.S., to convert its Cami manufacturing plant in Ingersoll, Ontario, to electric vehicle production for its new BrightDrop division. GM currently uses the factory to produce the Chevrolet Equinox SUV, but it plans to move quickly in order to start producing the new electric van by the end of this year and start deliveries to BrightDrop's first customer, which is FedEx. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, researchers at China Southwest Jingtong University unveiled a new 69-foot prototype magnetic levitation train and a 450-foot test track, and this was done in Chengdu on January 13th. The prototype train can run up to 385 miles per hour, and the developers hope to eventually boost it to 497. This means that it could transport passengers between Beijing and Shanghai in just 3.5 hours. And if you're curious, it currently takes around 2 hours nonstop to fly the same journey in an airplane. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Electric bike company Sondors just pulled up the curtain on its first ever electric motorcycle, the Sondors Metacycle. The new commuter electric motorcycle might be the first truly low-cost electric motorcycle capable of both city and highway driving. At $5,000, the Metacycle sports a top speed of 80 miles per hour, an 8-kilowatt rear hub motor, a 4-kilowatt-hour removable battery, and the company generously states that it can attain 80 miles of range, although it's probably not likely at highway speeds. Nonetheless, it is a commuter electric motorcycle intended for a mix of city riding and short highway jaunts. A new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the eVelo Delta X. The Delta X is a fun combination of commuting, durability, and a forward riding to make fun with any adventure. With good components all around, it makes for a fun trip with every trip. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. We also have an audio version on your favorite podcast player. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.